Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnayos continue comparing and contrasting, but no longer discussing Truma Bikurim Meiser, and now it's going through different subjects, Mishnayos that compare different halachas. Esrig Sheva Le'ilan, B'Shleisha Drachim, U'Liyarek, B'Derech Echad. An Esrig is similar to that of fruit trees in three ways, and similar to vegetables in one way. The Mishnah is discussing calculating what year, which crop the Esrig grew on, and by fruit trees it goes Basar Chanata, when the fruit started budding and just the beginning stages of the fruit's development, that already considers it from that year, and if it crosses from over Rosh Hashanah and already budded before Rosh Hashanah, so it's from the previous crop. Whereas vegetables go Basar Lakita when they're picked. And even if they're most of the way developed before Rosh Hashanah, but if they're not picked before Rosh Hashanah and they're picked on the next year, then they go from the next year. And this affects different halachas based on which year was, as the Mishnah will explain. So the Mishnah continues, Shavah le'ilan, but it's similar to a tree in three ways, one of which is Be'arla, that if it budded on one of the first 3 years of a tree's development, it's going to have Arla status. And it goes after when it buds, not the later when it's picked. Even if it's picked after the Arla year, it will still be Arla like fruit trees. Uber Ravai, and regarding Ravai, which is the fourth year of the tree's development, fruit picked then, fruit that bud during the fourth year are Ravai. They have to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. And Esrig is similar to a fruit tree in this regard, that it goes after when it budded, to get a status of Ravai, Ubishvius, and also to be considered grown on the Shemitah year. As long as the fruit started budding on the Shemitah year, it's considered from Shemitah year. However, Uliyarek B'derech Echad is similar to vegetable in one way, Shevashas L'kitasa Yisurei. Regarding the Meiser, for the Meiser cycle, it goes after when it's picked. So, for example, between the second and third year, there's Meiser Sheni on the second year, Meiser Ani on the third year. So it goes on when it's picked, not the year that it budded on. Divir Rabbi Gamliel, this is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, Shevel Ilan B'chol Davar. Rabbi Eliezer holds that an Esrig is similar to a vegetable, similar to fruit trees in all regards. Mishnah Vav contrasts different halachas. Dam Mahalchei Shtayim, the blood of someone who walks on 2 feet, which is referring to people, this is human blood, blood from a dead body, is shavah l'dam behema l'hashras hazron. In one way, it's similar to that of the blood of an animal, that it will be machshir zroim to be makabel tuma. There are 7 liquids that will make produce. When they come in contact with this liquid, they'll now be set and ready to contract tuma. One of the liquids is blood, and blood of a human is similar to that of blood of behema in this regard, that it will also make produce susceptible to becoming tumo. However, it's similar to vidama sheretz, it's similar to the blood of a sheretz, that it's ein chayav malav, that there's no chi of kares for eating the blood of a human, similar to that of a sheretz. Someone who eats blood from a behema is chayav kares. However, the dam of a sheretz, it does not have that chi of kares. It happens to be that it's no different than the flesh of a sheretz, and there still is a lav and a chi of malchus for eating it for the flesh. But as dam, it doesn't have a unique iser of dam of a sheretz, and there's no chi of karis for dam of a sheretz. And human blood is similar to that of a sheretz, and different from that of a behema in this regard, that there's no chi of karis for eating human blood. And although there still is an iser, but it's not an iser karis like that of a behema. Rather, it's like the sheretz.